My dear friends, as we come to church today, we offer Mass especially to Almighty God for a safe, for a wonderful, and for a spiritually reinvigorating new year. This day, the day of circumcision, always marks the beginning of the civil year, as indicated by our wonderful Pope, Pope Gregory XIII, who in 1587 set the calendar to appropriate, to accommodate this specific day as the civil new year, and has been followed by all nations of the world, obviously. Beforehand, there were various different ways of counting time, counting years, but the popes codified all these things, and it shows the importance of having a strong pope who, even in temporal affairs, can wield his authority, as is done in the Middle Ages, ages of faith. We especially know that on this day we honor the name of Jesus. The feast of the name of Jesus is tomorrow. The feast of the Holy Name of Jesus is the perennial feast day of the Infant of Prague that we love and honor so very well. So thus, we do bless the infants in his honor today or tomorrow on the feast of the Infant of Prague, indicating his special, our special devotion for children. It is important, my dear friends, that on this New Year's Day we give thanks to Almighty God, and we hopefully have revived our spirits already this morning in our love for Almighty God. Because the first thing you will think about this morning is about Mass. About coming to Mass this morning, getting yourself prepared, getting the children ready for the Holy Mass. First thing you will think about is your communion fast. You should have that accomplished by the time communion is given to you by the priest at the Holy Mass. We'll focus upon our Lord. We'll focus upon offering sacrifice for the priest. We'll focus on worshiping and honoring and adoring Jesus in such a special way, as the whole Trinity obviously is involved in our adoration. Honoring Jesus in a special way because he came down to earth to save us from our sins. What a joyful event. What a happy event. And this is why we rejoice that his name was called Jesus, the name given by the angel, not chosen by men, but given him by the angel before his conception in the womb, to our Blessed Mother and to St. Joseph. A few months later, both had the revelation and the specific title which God the Father wished to call his son. In the pages of Holy Scripture, we're reading the Old Testament about three other Joshuas. There was Joshua, the great leader. There was Jesus, who was a great high priest in the Old Testament, it is during his time. There was also Jesus, the son of Barak, who wrote the book of Ecclesiasticus. So these foreshadowed Jesus, who would be, yes, a great teacher, not a writer, but a teacher, a great high priest, and of course a great leader, who in his name, his Jesus, it summarizes what it is today that we honor the fact that he is our Redeemer, he is our Savior, he is our Lord and our God, whom was born as an infant in Bethlehem, in fact, in time, 2023 years ago, and thus is honored now and forevermore as the Redeemer of mankind. We rejoice that we lived after these events have happened and not previous to them as people in the Old Testament. Because we have seen and we are told the story of how much he loved us. Surely, we honor Jesus, we reverence Jesus. We bow our heads to his holy name, and as Father indicated in the bulletin, we make a specific reference to the fact that the second commandment, yes, is one of those great evils of today. Being sins against the second commandment, one of the greatest evils today, those who abuse the name of God. We want to adore the name of Jesus, honor Jesus, and worship Jesus in the way that he ought to. Jesus linked with Christ, of course. Jesus means Savior. Christ means the anointed. The anointed. The anointed. Christ, the anointed one. Anointed by the Heavenly Father, yes, but also anointed on earth, yes, as the high priest of the good things to come. This is why the good and holy popes of past times used to have Mass on this day on St. Mary Major's. Because St. Mary Major's, we are told, is the greatest basilica to Our Lady. We know that. But we are told that the night that Jesus was born in Bethlehem, oil bubbled up from nowhere, as it were, in the city of Rome. And that place was always called sacred by the Christians, as indicating that Jesus, the Anointed, was born several hundreds of miles away in Bethlehem, as later it would be revealed. And thus they birthed the Church of St. Mary Magdalene on the place of the bubbling of the oil. Jesus, the Anointed, Jesus, the Savior, Jesus, our Lord, Jesus, our Guide, is our focus today and should be throughout the entire year. This year, of course, is like any other year in the sense that we have many unknowns that will be presented to us from government officials, from ecclesiastical affairs, and from personal difficulties and blessings. Yes, God will bless us in many ways. He will challenge us in other ways this coming year. And we pray to Almighty God, we worship and adore Him, and ask Him for the grace and the fortitude today and throughout this year to fortify ourselves about and concerning these different crosses, contradictions, these blessings and the graces of this coming year. We know that they're inevitable. Next year, in 2024, at this date, the priests will be seeking about the same thing, to thank God for the blessings you've received, prepare yourself for more challenges to come. As of course, we expect nothing good from the political realm. In fact, the difficulties of last year are numerous. We know the political disadvantage that have come upon the poor people in Brazil and in the Ukraine and England and the Netherlands, poor people in New Zealand and in Chile and in Sri Lanka have great challenges that they have been met with this last year. Unfortunate, we pray that they may succeed in overcoming those challenges. We know that even America has had its challenges and its disappointments, its setbacks, highlighted especially by the federal police raiding individual political opponents and incarcerating those hundreds from 2 years ago, still in the gulags of America. But we've had our successes too, haven't we? And the great marvel of 2022 was, and still is, and will ever be, the great decision that the Supreme Court reversed itself in order to make abortion no longer our national sin, with the overturn Roe versus Wade and the Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, which will be forever commemorated on the Feast of St. John on the 24th of June. We know that that was truly a marvelous, we say, a nigh on miraculous event in our own time that was fairly not expected to 46, 9 years ago anyways. We think about these things, and we think about, of course, the constitutional carry laws that are being enacted by Alabama being enforced today, interesting, and the other states that are acquiring those liberties that have been prohibited to them on the state level and certainly the federal level for all these years. We see successes, yes, and we see difficulties on the horizon. We see difficulties on the horizon because of the big meeting that those thousands or 17,000 people came together, or was it 14,000? Thousands of people came together in Egypt just, you know, before Thanksgiving, a few months ago, a month and a half ago, and pledged to planet Earth that they will enforce adoration of her. That every nation, every state, and individual will be, every individual, you and me, we will be compelled to pay homage and reparations and honor to Gaia, to planet Earth. That's why these founders of various religions took the Ten Commandments of God and broke them on top of Mount Sinai and erected their own Green Commandments, about which no doubt you read in newspapers. Surely, there's a challenge to us that could come to some type of persecution, definitely economic persecution, yes, but perhaps even physical persecution. If we don't correspond to the Green Society, we may be persecuted on the grounds of religious adoration and observance. But anyways, we hopefully will be prepared to meet those challenges. And as we have failed in the past to make other challenges, hopefully we'll learn from our mistakes to be fortified enough and knowledgeable enough and perceive enough to be able to meet those challenges in a true Catholic spirit. And dear friends, we hope it doesn't get your persecution. We hope that the world turns more and more to Christ. This is why we're praying today and sacrificing ourselves. This is why we come to Holy Mass and receive Holy Communion for the conversion of sinners. And the bright side of all this is that recently, very, very recently, the spotlight has been turned to Vatican in Italy. And the corruption of the Vatican has been all the more brought out into our newspapers and stark relief with various things that they've done and decisions they've made. Hopefully, more and more people, good people, holy people, people who say the rosary every day will realize that Christ is not to be found in Rome. He is to be found in Bethlehem. He is to be found at the house where the true sacrifice of the Mass consecrates and substantiates bread and wine into Jesus' body and blood. Yes, my dear friends, we hope and pray that there is a revival, a tremendous turning of the masses of people to the one holy Catholic Church established by Jesus, not established by some people in the Vatican 60 some years ago. We hope and pray that's the case, as can be the case, as seems to be on the horizon for those God-fearing individuals. My dear friends, we hope and pray and that many blessings come to us this coming year. We are optimistic about things. There are many pessimistic points we can bring up, more than what I've spoken of. But there are many optimistic points that we could bring up in the fact and in the deed that we have learned from 2 years ago how to treat government mandates. Hopefully, if government mandates aren't enacted this coming year, we'll be able to treat with them correctly. My dear friends, we should be optimistic in the fact that we have been and we are progressing in God's grace and his glory. We are progressing in God's grace by coming to church. We are attributing to God's glory and worshiping and adoring him in the Mass. And hopefully, we'll make a resolution today on the first day of the year 2023. Make a resolution today to come to Mass frequently, if not daily, at least once a week. Even those who live far and beyond the usual premises, that they will make the sacrifice to come to Mass frequently to adore and worship with us our saving victim who is offered on the altar every single Sunday here and at other various churches and chapels and mission places. We hope and pray that, yes, we will make the resolution to go to confession at least once a month, receive Holy Communion at least once a week, say a rosary at least once a day. If not more often, these things, yes, we can and we ought to form resolutions today to progress in our spiritual life, because the more fortified we are in the time of plenty, the more grace we'll have the time of scarcity when we are challenged in various ways. And dear friends, let's make sure that we make today a day of focus and a day of resolution. The focus that you focus on your spiritual life. Focus on the important thing of life, and that is getting to heaven beyond everything else. Beyond everything and everybody else, we have to focus on heaven. That's what we're put here, to get to heaven, to know, love, and serve God in this life, happy with in heaven. Let's focus on our salvation, and let us be determined with gratitude and grace in our hearts to be yet more pious in the service of Our Lady, to be more pious in the service of our Lord, be more devout to our Catholic faith, more charitable towards our neighbor, etc., in order to promote in our own lives the society of Christ that came. Remember that Jesus was called Savior for a reason. He came to save us from our sins, and he expects us to cooperate with the grace of his redemption. His name was called Jesus. Thus, when we adore Jesus, when we worship Jesus, when we offer him to the eternal Father this Holy Mass in union with the priest, let us contribute our acts of worship, our acts of homage, our acts of prayers to Almighty God for the salvation of souls and the implementation of our Christian life. Focus and resolve today on this New Year's Day, 2023. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.